real close family. But lately, some of my kinfolk have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kinda changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. Get on me, wanna know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the song?
Ladies and gentlemen, I have had a... Don't make me. I have had a half bottle of Chardonnay. I am wearing a deep V-neck t-shirt, and that can mean only one thing. We are here at Hey Kids Comics to talk about sports. That's right. It is time for round two.
That's what it takes.
We are here for round two of Super Sports Pro Bowl Sports Balls Part
Super,
Two.
Super Balls.
Electric Boogaloo.
And the whole gang is here. With me tonight is my producer and hetero life mate, the Jedi Cole Houston.
Who knows zero about sports.
Also with me tonight is co-host of the Rantcore Pit, as well as virtually all the memorable episodes of Hey Kids Comics.
That's right.
The irresponsible...
I can dig that.
I'm going with it. Eddie Medina. Eddie, are you out there?
I am, and I didn't realize there was going to be wine involved, so excuse me while I go get my bottle out.
Go get your bottle, will you? And very special treat, representing the Midwest, hailing from Indiana, weighing in at 58 pounds, I think, probably.
Ouch.
Is that too much?
I'm down to 150.
You're down to 150? God, yeah. We weigh the same now. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Old Hollywood himself.
Like bantamweight old Hollywood?
Yeah, bantamweight old Hollywood joins us tonight, Jason Adams. Jason, it is good to hear your voice, my friend. It has been since the last Super Sports Balls that we've heard from old Hollywood.
Right, and to just full disclosure, I was completely blacked out during that whole thing. You mentioned it in a text message. I had no idea what you were
talking
about. He didn't.
Literally, I wrote, hey, what are you doing in 20 minutes? And he wrote back, what? And I wrote back, it's Super Sports Balls Round 2. And he wrote back, I have no idea what that is. To which I wanted to respond, funny, because you spent the hour and a half on the show standing 20 feet away from the mic yelling things about Hank McCoy's beast that you only remembered from the X-Men cartoon. But I didn't. I digress.
A minor poet for a minor obstacle.
I don't know if you heard that pop, but that was the cork coming out of the Chardonnay.
Yes.
Up to you.
Let's do this, because nothing says sports.
Eddie, what wine do you pair with comic sports?
Let's start there. If you are a comic book nerd talking about sports, what wine do you pair with it?
That's right.
This episode of Super Pro Bowl Sports Balls is brought to you by Oakleaf Vineyards. And
tonight's
pick is Chardonnay.
It's
available at your local Walmart for $2.97 a bottle.
$2.97?
because I'm a cheap bastard.
Hold on. So keep the show going. I'm going to get my bottle of wine. I will return because it's in the other room.
I'm not even getting a glass. I'm just drinking it straight out of the bottle at this point.
Finish it.
Right.
$3 grape squeezins. I like it.
This is going to be the best $3 I ever spent.
I have for this evening a nice clear Kettle One.
Oh, God. So 20 minutes from now, Jason's going to be in the same place he was a year and a half ago when we recorded the first Super Sports Balls. And that's fantastic.
Right. It says 80% on the bottle, so I think I'm supposed to drink 80% of it.
That's the recommended dose.
That's how it works, yeah.
I have a lovely 2003 Central Coast Cupcake Vineyards Chardonnay, because I am all man. I am from stem to stern.
Manly, like
cupcake wine, yes.
Funny story. I have moved in the last 2 weeks. I do not have a wine opener, so I just took a knife to the cork and shoved it into the bottle. So I'm getting my daily allotment of fiber as well as...
That's a corkscrew.
It's worse stew when you need them. Cole, are you Cole doesn't...
Stew will be like, oh, what in the bloody hell, just break it on the edge of a counter, mate.
It's right.
You know, Andy, that Cupcake is a good brand. I know I was making a joke a minute ago, but that's a good brand. I'm just too cheap, again, to even spend that, so, you know.
I'm so sad for all of us right now. I feel hollow inside.
But you know, talking about masculinity, I came up with a theory about sports and masculinity.
Okay, I'm willing to hear this.
That's appropriate for this show.
Yeah, I wanted to mention it. I feel like masculinity, when it's internalized, we don't try to display it by enjoying sports or driving really big trucks. But those people who are really into sports and like to go mudding, they're delegating their masculinity to their surroundings because they're so afraid and they're projecting. What are your guys' thoughts?
First of all, I would like to say that Jason is slowly, if you know who this is, and I'm proud of him for this, but he's slowly evolving into Jason Mantzoukas, who Google plays Jason Rafi Mantzoukas on The League, which, again, sports reference, who plays Rafi on The League. I'm proud of him for that. Second of all, my Wang is out right now. Just, I couldn't, what he said, I needed to embrace.
It was halfway out to begin with.
Well, I don't wear pants when I podcast, number one, so it was more accident.
I was the only one that did that.
No, I'm sorry, Colleen. But no, nobody should wear pants when they podcast. That brings me to my first sponsor. No, I'm just kidding.
No pants?
No pants. Are you getting your pants off? I mean, I know you're new to this. You've only been on one or two podcasts.
Jason, since you know you don't remember that we had no pants last time.
But
you didn't? I didn't realize. I tell you what, I'm going to put my pants back on just so I can take them off with you guys.
Thank you. Let's all do it on three.
let's talk a little bit about them sports.
Well, first of all, after the end of the last issue of Hey Kids Comics. Cole was like, well, what, you know, we were talking before, and we're like, well, what should we do? And Cole was like, I think it's time to bring back Super Sports Balls. And I said, there's no better Christmas gift. I will take Super Pro Bowl Sports Balls over frankincense, myrrh, and possibly gold. And
yeah,
as long
I guess
as...
I'm going to go take back to Walmart.
They have a good return policy. As long as
damn good murder, by the way, as well.
As long as my team is back on board, so I could not be more grateful right now that the whole Super Sports Pro Bowl Sports Balls team is back together for this.
You see that Sam's Choice murder.
That's Sam's Choice murder. You can pick it up next to the salt and pepper. Hey, it's right there.
Piece the hell out of that great value murder. That stuff's crap.
Wait. Did you say you could pick it up by the salt and pepper or the salt and peppa?
Well,
the old girl group.
Well, I like to push it, so
it depends if you're in an urban market.
If you're, are you at a Walmart marketplace or a Super Walmart? Because it's two different places.
Oh, gee, listen to the connoisseur of Walmart.
hey, home of Oakleaf Vineyards wine. So, you know, $2.97.
That's right. That's where I bought this cupcake earlier today. So get off my dick. All right, let's talk about sports, people. Let's talk about sports and comics. First of all, can we talk about...
I remember. Oh. We talked about baseball.
It's all coming back.
You're like Spock at the end of Star Trek III. Your name is Jim.
Well, it's like studying for exams. The more drunk he gets, the more he's going to remember about what he recorded. So this is going to get better and better.
He's got to be the same plane of existence he was the first time around.
Right. So
okay. I want to pause a little something here. Before we get into the sports as they appear, you know, have infiltrated the comics, causing many a comic reader to ask, what exactly is this thing that they're doing? There's another way that sports appeared in comics that I don't think we gave any coverage to, and that was in the back covers or within the pages in the form of ads.
Oh, snap. You're absolutely right.
Who could possibly forget Spalding Presents Street Ball?
God.
With Rick Barry and Dr. J.
Apparently I can forget it until right this second. back.
So remember, there's all kinds of Spalding basketballs back in the 70s you could buy, and a comic version of Rick Barry and Dr. J, who for most of the people on the internet were basketball stars back 20 years before you were born.
That's right. We're not talking about Kobe here. We're not talking about Detlef Shrimp.
There it is.
Wait. I thought we were talking about.
We are always talking. Always be talking about Detlef Shrimp. It's a really long anachronism that we're going to put up on a. That Alec Baldwin's going to write on a whiteboard at some point. But yes.
But this is also where you found out that Dr. J, Rick Barry has the unfathomable bad taste to actually mention him by name. It'd be like, "Hey, Clark," if you're working with Superman.
Yeah, he's awful.
Because he grabs the ball, which they have shanghaied. These kids are just, you know, having a nice game out in the ghetto. This is where they got the idea for the...
Wow, that was racist. Did you just racist it up?
Well, look at it. You have to look at the scene. It's like the...
I'm looking at it right now.
It's like the schoolyard. It's the schoolyard from Welcome Back, Kotter. Okay? This is where Will Smith got the idea for the opening titles... to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's the first ever Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reference on Hey Kids Comics, by the way.
Originally, the lyrics were something about Dr. J and Rick Barry took
Well, it was back. It was West hey, Philadelphia Dr. J.
That's
the way it went.
With your aunt and uncle in Bel-Air.
This show's a train wreck. I love it.
Well, you're forgetting the most important of all comic book ads when it comes to sports figures. And that is the one, the only O.J. Simpson.
Indeed.
With his spot-built cleat ads that he did for spot-built.
For the record, Eddie knows everything about anything that's ads or weird, like, additions to comic books. So.
And then you throw O.J. Simpson into the mix.
Well, at the time, O.J. was a hero. Let's be...
Yeah.
He wasn't driving a white Bronco then.
That's right. He was not making...
Technically, he was never driving the white Bronco.
Oh, my God. You're an apologist for O.J. Simpson.
Well, there was a time when he was better known for killing it on the field.
Damn it.
For killing.
I love this show so much. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Back when his Heisman was still his.
That's right.
Eddie's going to be so happy come Sunday. He's like, O.J. hater.
So,
but there was also an O.J. Simpson, like a comic book version of his dingo boots ass.
Yes, I was going to say the dingo boots.
Talk
ass.
About Lord, the dingo dude. Killing your baby.
Damn it.
No, sir. No.
So I don't know where I want to go first. The first thing, actually, I just found those ads. Good Lord.
Yeah, right.
Good Lord.
Be careful, everyone listening, when you Google OJ's dingo.
he was in the issue of Playgirl immediately after Burt Reynolds, so be very careful with
No,
that.
Don't be careful. Don't be careful.
That's true. Just when handling OJ's dingo.
Well, I mean, when it comes to OJ's dingo, there's that famous saying, if the condom don't
no,
fit, you must quit.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing some class back to this show.
Right,
I appreciate it.
Exactly.
I don't know. I saw him try to put one of those on, and it didn't fit.
If the boot don't fit, you must have quit.
That's right.
And if you look at the dingo ad, you could, back in the day, mail away for a picture of O.J. Simpson next to a dingo boot that he could fit into himself, because it was this colossal boot he's leaving.
It was
against.
Like the Big Tex boot or something like that.
Yeah.
You could drink beer out of it. It also came with a Sergeant Slaughter action figure if you mailed off your proofs of purchases.
I love it.
Are you guys actually looking at the ad? Because I'm really confused.
Okay, what do you... Talk me through this, Jason. Talk me through this.
All right. I see the juice thing.
Yeah, hang loose, it's the juice, right?
Hang loose, it's the juice.
Okay.
But then I also see...
The juice mobile.
Okay, and I also see him having three legs, but it's photorealistic.
Okay, that was a print ad with a photograph of a three-legged O.J. Simpson. Look at him. He's even in the ad questioning, why do I have three legs? Who knows?
That's not a third leg. That's the dingo.
That's the dingo boots. Oh, wow. That's the boots that you, when you order dingo boots, you get three.
And remember, we wear spot built just like OJ.
Oh, I do now see the three-legged dingo ad.
Yeah, I know.
That also needs to be the cover art for this episode, by the way.
Front and center.
Holy, what is happening there? Did Jeff Goldblum called? That's where that joke ends. Jeff Goldblum called.
Yeah, that's. I think we have given OJ ample coverage.
We have. We've given him more coverage than he's gotten in the last 2 years, I will tell you that.
But please allow me just a minute. I will move on.
You have the floor, sir. You have the floor.
If we're going to be talking ads and sports figures, comic book ads and sports figures, and we have to mention the mail away for the free G.I. Joe figure fridge.
Yes!
Oh, yes!
Which I had.
Refrigerator Perry.
Yes.
Yes.
No G.I. Joe collection would be complete without, one, a fridge action figure, and two, the ice cream soldier.
Oh, the ice cream soldier. But I had the fridge action figure, and the fridge action figure came with what can only be described as a medieval morning star.
Yes.
Right.
It was a football mace.
It was a football, yes. It was a chain.
It was a football on a chain. It was like the hammer throw of footballs.
It was fantastic.
Also,
and what I loved about the figure is they actually, on the paint job, gave him the gap.
And the teeth? Yes.
Yes. Yeah, it had like a gap tooth going on.
It did.
So, my question,
wasn't Ice Cream Soldier, wasn't that the Captain America movie?
That was. It should have been.
Captain America Ice Cream Soldier.
It should have been the Captain America movie.
It should have been, but they couldn't get Larry Hama to sign off on it.
Because you can't get Larry Hama to sign off on anything, because
right.
He's looking out the window like an 80s heart video, constantly, just sad and despondent, just, it must have been love! And he's just looking out the window, there's muslin and candles. Poor Larry Hama.
Well, I think the Danish translation of Winter Soldier was Ice Cream Soldier.
That's probably on the Dutch movie poster.
It was the one that was drawn.
In Dutch,
yeah.
Everything is frozen, so they had a tribute.
It was Captain America.
You should let it go, Jason.
Oh, you beat me too.
Yes, yes.
Oh man,
God, I'm such a man. I want to ask this question. In light of this episode, and it's been something that's been plaguing me, especially with the recent UFC fights, the Ronda Rousey fight, the one that just happened, the fights that are ending in like 13 seconds and 14 seconds, I want to know, who got screwed? Ali or Superman? Like, where did that happen?
That's a good question, because that is a classic.
That is an absolute classic of
the
sports genre.
That is probably the earliest real sport figure crossover. And one of the things that I think, because my friend Steve actually had, and probably still does have, it was a Treasury edition that was produced, of all things, it was a Whitman comic.
Oh, really?
That was back in the 70s. And I think there was a Whitman edition and then a regular DC edition. Because on the Whitman edition, you can see the circle that used to have DC in it. And they've covered it in blue and put their own little logo of that weird little Bart Simpson Whitman guy.
Yeah.
They would do weird stuff like that. Like, I have some old Superman comics that are Whitman covers instead of DC covers. And I guess those were the ones that were...
I think Whitman was the Kmart exclusive or something.
No, I think those were, like, sold at 5 and 10 stores, because that's where I would find them. I would always find Whitman comics at 5 and 10. So that's just, again, that's probably just the wine talking.
Probably just the wine talking. Oh, my God. I don't know about the... Yeah, the thing is, like obviously, Ollie beats Superman, but was it...
Odizzy? I've never read it.
I understand they fought under red sun conditions.
That makes Superman weaker. That's a handicap.
Well, the thing about it is, in the comic, on the cover, you can see that Batman is in attendance.
Oh, so many people were in attendance.
Bullpen and Lex Luthor, like, who's glowing.
Well, and
20 celebrities.
And Frank Sinatra, and Lucille Ball, and Tony Orlando, but no Dawn.
I believe Sonny Bono was in attendance as well.
The Jackson 5 were there?
Batman was there, but one thing Batman didn't do, and this is where Clark Kent, Bruce Wayne proves himself the ultimate anti-Superman dick, is that he did not take Clark under his wing, literally, and train him. It should have been the Apollo Creed.
It should have been Mickey.
Rocky.
Yeah.
He should have been just out there, you know, doing the montage thing, you know, maybe 10 or 12 panels of montage of Batman, you know, in trunks and a cowl. Like
that's your dream, man. That's like, no one else. That's your dream.
Like Superman doesn't know who you are.
Can I jump in just real quick?
Of course you can.
I'm looking at the cover, the Superman versus Muhammad Ali cover, and of course it's known for having all these famous people drawn into the crowd, and I'm looking at the back cover
portion.
It's like
portion. Sergeant Pepper's.
It is.
And when you're looking, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're looking at the back cover, correct, and you start at the bottom left corner, you know, you see an Italian gentleman with a mustache. The three people next to him, is that Martin Luther King, Jesus, and Anne Frank?
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Someone correct me
whoa.
If I'm wrong.
Hold on. I got to blow this up. Hold on. I got to look at this on grand.
I'm pretty sure that's Martin Luther King, Jesus, and Anne Frank.
Where are you looking, sir?
You can only find, like, low-quality ones.
Back cover.
Okay, hold on. I got to find. Everybody stop what they're doing right now. Go find the back cover of Superman versus Muhammad Ali.
Is that one of the Kennedys on the right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's okay. Jimmy Carter.
That's one of the less ones, as they
Jimmy
say.
Jimmy Carter?
It's not Jimmy Carter? And then I think that's Lucille Ball right in front of Superman.
It is. Yes, it is.
Talk about breaking the fourth wall. Jeez.
Oh, right. Here we go. I think I got the full cover here. Hold on. I got to wait for it to resolve. All right. So we've got... yes, we have an Italian guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so who do you think is happening here?
Okay, so we got the blue scarf, Anne Frank.
Okay, you think that's Anne Frank. Okay.
How do you make the leap to Anne Frank?
I need context on the year, because I'm pretty sure I'm looking into the eyes of a...
Maybe it was like somebody from the touring company.
Hold on, Jason, who do you think it is?
I think I found Danny DeVito, but...
it could
I
be.
Know,
it's definitely period.
Year.
By the way, I see Jerry Garcia back here, right under the turnbuckle, is Jerry Garcia. But I want to get back to the idea that Anne Frank, Jesus, and Martin Luther King are sitting together.
Is that nuts? Is that
no,
nuts?
No.
He's thinking of a joke where they all walk into a...
No, I think he's right. I think he might be right.
Okay, I don't think that's Jesus. I think it's Kenny Loggins.
Okay, here we have the Beatles.
That's a young Kenny Loggins.
House on Pooh Corner, bitches. That's what that is.
Okay, apparently Ron Howard appears in the crowd. The Beatles, along with their dates, Yoko Ono, Linda McCartney.
Is she kind of off-center? Is she at a tilt? Is this before or after the wooden leg?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's a different...
Next to Batman's ears, okay, next to one ear, you have Lucille Ball. Is that Clark Kent next to...
I think Clark Kent is in the crowd for a Superman
How
fight.
How is he in the crowd if Superman is in the ring?
Or
is that
know.
Bizarro Superman?
I think...
Oh, no, it was Christopher Reeve, according to this list.
Oh.
No.
That's insensitive.
That is insensitive. Before that.
It wasn't insensitive
before that.
Get some tact. Wait.
Insensitive with Martin Luther King?
This is literally my favorite podcast I've ever recorded, ever. We could do an hour. We could do an hour on this cover, by the way. This is the cover. This is the Crisis on Infinite Earth Supergirl death cover of hilarity. That's what this is.
This cover would only be better if somewhere in the crowd we could spot O.J. Simpson and the fridge.
How are we not? How
the closest you get is soccer legend Pele.
Is that whose face is all super big right there?
He's above Anne Frank?
Yes, he's above Anne Frank, which is racist, by the way. That's racist. I'm putting that on the table right now.
Okay, I want to talk about racism real quick.
Yes, please, can we?
Because this is going to sound racist. Because it is.
When you have to preface it with that.
But,
Kettle One, ladies and gentlemen, this is the power of Kettle One.
This is how less racist I am than all of you.
Thank you for trapping me. Trapping me in your racism. Okay, what do you got?
Yes, they are. The Jackson 5 are there.
The Jackson 5 are up there. And
say it. Hold on. Wait. Say it, Jason, because we're all thinking it. Just say it.
Right. You didn't see it until I brought it up because you thought it was like empty space.
It's really, when you notice it, I'm sorry, but when you notice it up there, it's jarring.
Yeah. Oh, I see it.
It is actually jarring when you see it up there.
For a second, I thought those were Kirby dots up there.
Oh, that's racist.
Oh, that's
my friend, is... Thank you. We're going to get sued by the Jackson estate.
I'll edit that out. I want that to stand...
That will stand the test. No one, nothing gets edited out. This show stands, my friend. All of it.
I love the fact that Andy Warhol showed up for this.
Where is Andy Warhol?
I think he may be. Is that him between Anne Frank? No, not Anne Frank. The other one.
The more I look at that, the more I really think it's Kenny Loggins.
No, it is Kenny Loggins.
So,
well, I mean Kurt Vonnegut appears in the crowd, for God's sake. So.
That is Kurt. But wait. So it's Kurt Vonnegut.
I need a higher resolution picture.
No, wait. Okay, so hold on. It's Kurt Vonnegut, Anne Frank, Kenny Loggins, and Martin Luther King.
Well, actually, it was Kenny Loggins playing Jesus in a passion play.
And by the way, Donny Osmond, the Osmonds are back there too.
Yeah, Donny Marie are there as well.
And I'm also pretty sure they're next to, between Batman and Jimmy Carter, or Kennedy, whoever that is. Is that Sonny Bono or is that Ron Jeremy?
Oh, wow. It depends. It's kind of cut off at the neck, so it's difficult to tell.
Well, Superman Superman does look like he's tripping. Sir. He looks like he's tripping up there on the canvas, so it could be Ron Jeremy.
He's tripping on Ron Jeremy.
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
Okay.
But in the comic itself, when the challenge is presented.
Oh, we're talking about comic books?
Steel,
I'm sorry.
Right. Superman says, "You want to box me?" To which Ali proudly retorts, "Box you? No, man. I'm not going to box you. I'm going to whoop you, but not too bad."
But not too bad.
Like in a kinky sort of way, whip him.
No, whoop. There's different. Whip is kinky. Whoop is like hurts.
By the way, I found the
whoop hurts without a safety word.
I found the lexicon of everyone who is in the audience for this.
Yeah.
And it should be posted. I will share it with Cole so it can be posted. But everyone who is in the audience is someone. Hal Jordan, Ollie Queen, Ray Palmer's out there, Al Pennyworth is out there, Aquaman, Wait. So I'm looking for that.
Jesus of Nazareth. You know, we got.
Well, this was right about the time that DC was debating whether to do a Kenny Loggins or a Jesus comic.
Sergio, how do you pronounce his name? Cole?
Sergio Aragonés.
Yes, he's out there. Howard Chaykin's
really?
Out there. Yeah.
How could you tell? Was he? Did he have a Scotch and Coke with him?
Right. Was he drawing a big nose on somebody?
Is Alfred E. Newman on that list? Because it looks like Alfred E. Newman is down there. A little bit by...
him? Worry?
Yeah.
Wolfman Jack is out there. Sinatra is out there. Gerald Ford. I see no Jesus or Kenny Loggins on this list, unfortunately.
Okay, you want to talk about heavy hitters in comics.
Andrew, Control F, Kenny Loggins.
Control F, Kenny Loggins. All right. When I die, listen, you're, as witnesses, when I die, on my gravestone, I want this engraved. Control F, Kenny Loggins. That's what I want.
Okay, I've got one for you for another big matchup, a sports matchup between two legendary...
I know where this is going.
Two legendary figures.
Yes.
One a legendary sports figure, one a legendary figure on the world stage.
Yes.
Quite literally.
Yes.
Because he takes up a lot of the world stage.
Yes, he does.
And that is none other than Dark Horse Comics' Godzilla versus Barkley.
Charles Barkley. Gosh. I got the ball.
Yes.
I got the ball.
Yes. They should have been paying you to read this because it was a Nike ad writ large in comic form.
That was the precursor to Shadows of the Empire, where they try to hit all the platforms.
Stop. Everybody stop talking right now. Eddie, you have the conch. I want you to explain to the audience exactly what you mean by that. How can Godzilla versus Charles Barkley be the precursor to Prince Shizor and Shadows of the Empire?
Well, because Shadows of the Empire, they tried to hit video games, books, comics, figures. You know,
they wrote a soundtrack.
A soundtrack. You know, Charles Barkley versus Mothra or whatever was
a sequel that never happened.
Oh, my bad. You know, it had the commercials. I think, was there not a... Sorry, the wine. Again, you said there was a comic. That's how we got on this discussion, was the comic.
This is Hey Kids Comics. Apparently, like myself, Eddie doesn't know what show he's on half the time.
And I only do one right now.
They kind of hit like all the different media outlets for...
You should hear the Figments episode he did on Shadows of the Empire. It's great.
Oh, I know.
It's great. Like, where is Prince Shizor?
That's the lost episode.
Prince Shizor, is he real or a figment?
That's a callback.
Wow. By the way, let me give you a little taste of the dialogue from Charles Barkley versus Godzilla. This is Charles Barkley speaking directly to Godzilla, and if you look at it, Godzilla is not making eye contact with Charles Barkley. Slightly taller, still has the Godzilla hands, which begs the question, how does Godzilla play basketball?
Especially with hips like that. He's got like...
They don't lie. Godzilla's hips don't lie.
Godzilla has the hips of everyone at furry conventions, both in and out of costume.
Honestly, he's got some bursting hips there.
I don't even know how. Okay. Charles Barkley says, "You got some moves, little work. You could try out for the Bulls or one of those second-rate teams. You don't need to be toasting the opposition. Where's your sense of humor?" To Godzilla. Charles Barkley speaking to Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. Well, Barkley has the unmitigated gall to say to the Zilla himself, hey, you sorry suitcase-looking sucker, I'm talking to you.
Do you think, Jason Adams,
yeah.
Do you think Charles Barkley regrets this?
No. Ask his accountant. Come on.
Do you really think he made money off of this?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't give him a percentage. They gave him a lump sum check.
He didn't get the Lucas deal, is what you're saying.
Right. Like, he's fine. Charles Barkley is fine.
Well, the thing is, if
he doesn't regret the Taco Bell commercials,
that's true.
He's not going to regret this.
That's true.
At least I'm not doing Icy Hot commercials.
Oh my gosh! Okay,
I'm not Charles Barkley.
I think I'm still on this kick that everyone in the background is someone famous, but there's this one panel.
Are you looking for someone famous in the Godzilla cup?
Yes, I googled Barkley Godzilla, and the third image. By
the way, Eddie, you're on a watch list now for that.
Right?
You're on a watch list now.
I thought it was... never mind. I'm not going to go there. So The panel, the third picture is a panel.
I see it. I see it. I'm with you.
And it's him elbowing Godzilla. He's saying, excuse my elbow, good looking, but I got an appointment. Tell me there in the background, the kid in the front with the green shirt, is that not Rob Liefeld?
It looks like Rob Liefeld.
It's got to be, and that's O.J. Simpson behind it.
Not, listen, Eddie, every black person is an O.J. Simpson.
So that's not O.J. playing Godzilla
okay,
in basketball.
But
no, it's not.
Explain why, when Eddie and I were talking about O.J. Simpson one time, Eddie asked me, was he in the Jackson 5?
Oh, Eddie.
Was he a Kirby Dot?
Eddie, God.
Jesus.
Oh, that's rough. All right, I'm down. Let's roll with it. All right.
But while we're on the subject of Charles Barkley, he actually is unique among sports figures in having appeared in two different comic books that weren't just simply like, you know, sports comics, Charles Barkley. He was also in Hamilton Comics' Sir Charles Barkley and the Referee Murders.
I can't even. No, what? What did you just say?
Sir Charles Barkley.
I blacked out. Did you say something? I'm sorry.
Once more into the breach, my friends. Sir Charles Barkley and the Referee Murders. The cover of which featured said Barkley in multiple shots dressed as Dick Tracy.
No.
Wearing a bright mustard yellow, you know, like from the French's collection, fedora and trench coat.
Is this a real comic book?
This is a real comic book from, you can look this up, the fictional antics of, I guess, in his spare time, when not playing round ball with the Suns, he was off solving the murder of various basketball referees, I would assume. I'm not sure if they were all, you know, referees of every sport were murdered, or was he concentrating strictly? And apparently at one point disarms an armed assailant with a basketball.
Wow. What was the, speaking of boxers, what was the comic book that we had that was so awful that we had to give it away as part of the short bus on Hey Kids Comics Live?
What?
The short bus. The short box.
Short box, yeah. On Hey Kids Comics Live, we had the short box. Guests of the show would receive
a really bad about that short box.
Yeah, it's a really bad
Keep comic. Drinking, Eddie. We should talk about some more Kirby Dots, you racist.
Can we get back to that, please?
Jotist.
So. But what was the name of that? What was the name of the boxer? Why can't I? The guy that got his ear bit off.
Oh, yes.
Evander Holyfield.
Yes. The awful Evander Holyfield comic.
Yes.
There was a comic book on Evander
Loosely.
And it looked like it was drawn in charcoal pencil by a 7-year-old.
It really was the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It was the most horrific comic book. I remember when I got it, and I had to bring it to Cole and be like, this is the most horrific thing that I've ever seen in my entire life. And we were like, we're giving it to someone. I don't remember who ended up with it, but I feel sorry for that soul, that sad soul.
I'm a little jealous of that person that he got it. It says here that the comic book was polybagged two different ways. One, you could get a trading card of Evander Holyfield. And the other one was polybagged with a rubber ear.
But wow.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. It was the same.
There was also later an unrelated novelty at the same time was the Evander Holyfield ear candy.
It was by the same company that did the Bo Jackson versus Michael Jordan comic book. It was comics. It was Celebrity Comics, which if you do a quick web search for Bo Jackson versus Michael Jordan,
you'll get on a list.
You will get a what can only be. God, I can't even believe I'm looking at this right now. What can only be described as a shish kebab of sports, with both of them holding it, like if they keep holding it, it's going to end up on Pornhub.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at
that's
it.
That's all I'm going to say about the cover of this comic book. But, Cole, you had a particular comic book that you wanted to talk about tonight.
There were so many.
Do you remember the sports comic from the New Universe that maybe you wanted to talk about?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
The New Universe was Marvel's entree into the real world, apparently.
Right.
This was at a time when there was an editorial mandate that everyone at Marvel pretend like the Marvel Universe was real. To the point that they had Wolverine answer the letters page of one of the X-Men titles during this period, which I'm sure was an absolute thrilling disappointment to anyone who finally got their letter published in a Marvel book, only to have it flippantly answered by a pretend Wolverine. The most striking was some young reader saying how realistic they found the comics, and Wolverine simply, in quote Wolverine, air quotes Wolverine, saying, "Hate to disillusion you, bub. We are real." So at the same time that supposedly this was just a chronicling of the real world, as evidenced in, say, pages of the Fantastic Four, where, taking a page from Lee and Kirby's book, John Byrne visited the Fantastic Four at the Baxter Building to find out about their adventures, he would simply be parroting back to people rather than writing. So
because Wolverine can't say anything without throwing in bub.
Yeah. And then that pissed off Fred J. Dukes. I'll let that sink in a moment. No, he said bub. At any rate, somewhere along this, in this Coke-fueled, Jim Shooter-ruled era at Marvel, it was decided that they needed to launch the quote-unquote new universe, which was supposed to take place in the quote-unquote real world. And the idea was these were supposed to be a little bit more grounded type of comic concepts. The reality was this was like the Bush League of Marvel.
Right.
You've got things like DP7 and Spitfire and the whatever. It doesn't even matter what the and was. It was a bunch of idiot MIT kids that were just archetypes, like the Asian American Valley Girl type, or the basically they were characters.
Don't forget about the token Kirby Dot on the team.
Oh, indeed.
Sunspot?
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was racist of me. I'm sorry.
Essentially, the Spitfire and the Troubleshooters. The Troubleshooters then became later the cast of that 80s show. But
wow.
This is going to be all over the map here.
Which connects to Topher Grace being Venom.
There you go.
And also connects to Topher Grace being Jason Adams' favorite actor.
To the point where he wants the Anakin
Topher
Scott.
Grace is the Luke Shia LaBeouf
Thank
of
you.
Elijah Woods.
Thank you. Thank you. Who played Spider-Man?
That is the best thing I've heard all day.
Jason, you've warmed hearts tonight. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm here to please.
The pages of the New Universe was a title known as Kickers Incorporated.
Kickers Incorporated.
And, you know, having grown up in a rural town during my pre-high school and high school years, the only kickers I remember were shit kickers, goat ropers, hayseeds, ham bones, and other assorted colloquialisms for rednecks. But this was apparently, Kickers Incorporated was a superhero team of football players or something?
They were akin to the Challengers of the Unknown, yet football players.
So they were football players who in the off season, when not at training camp, would, I guess, go out and do things like they did in, what was it, Baywatch Nights?
Hey, careful.
Go and fight the supernatural.
That's sacrosanct. You're right. That is sacrosanct. We don't talk about Baywatch Nights around here.
I'm a Baywatch infidel.
But we should mention some of the creators of this comic, which were Tom DeFalco, also Mark Grunwald was involved, Terry Cavanaugh. These were Howard Mackey. These were luminaries. Paul Ryan was involved. Ron Finn, Howard Bender.
Look at it this way. Even God took a day off.
Yeah, a broken clock is right five times a day.
Exactly.
That's right. 24 times a day.
24 times a day if you're... Stephen Hawking.
I mean, if the clock is broken, just give it to that Ahmed kid to fix. You know, and you're
here we go. Solved. God, why do you guys got to take it to a political place? I don't. Let's build a wall. Let's build a wall between us and the Kickers Incorporated. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, let's just. So this is now. Hey, kids, Fox News.
This is
very, very topical, guys.
It's topic. We're topical. We bring it back around. So yes. So Kickers Incorporated is one comic. Cole, can I take you to another comic?
Is it sports, like football related?
Yes,
much?
Yeah, it is. It's
you're
NFL
football into the world of superheroics, maybe?
I want to take this to NFL Super Pro.
I had a feeling.
No,
you were
NFL Super Pro. So NFL Super Pro was another. It was co-created by the NFL.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
In fact, it was co-edited by the legendary Julius Schwartz and whoever was the commissioner of football at the time.
It really, that's
the joke
sad.
Falls flat because I couldn't tell you who the commissioner of football is today or then, either one.
It doesn't matter. It yeah, really doesn't. We've had enough Chardonnay and Kettle One tonight that it doesn't matter.
Well, hold on a second. Okay, when I Google Super Pro, why am I getting an image of Captain America chowing down on Super Pro's leg? What's the story
what?
There?
Wow, hello?
So the comic focuses...
You need to teach me how you Google.
Yeah, you're the most...
Because
first
I'm
team
like five steps
else.
Behind you. Is it Google Plus that you're using?
Are you using Wolfram Alpha to find this shit?
You should give a TED talk.
So first,
no, I just put in NFL Super Pro, and then okay. This image of Captain America biting down in his leg came up.
I do not get that at all. Your search history must like algorithm some other thing for you because.
Okay, no, it looks like maybe NFL Super Pro got bit by a snake.
I love the fact that we're referring to NFL Super Pro as the character's name. That's my favorite thing.
Is it not?
Oh, I found it.
It looks like he's telling him with a mouthful of calf here, take it easy, son.
Yeah, that's it.
Crossbone, oh, he's stuck in the venom.
Crossbone usually likes to poison his blades. And then the next panel, he's like lurching out a mouthful of cobra.
It's a good thing you didn't get hit in the crotch, I guess.
No, it's not a good thing. It's the worst thing. It's the worst thing that he didn't get hit in the crotch.
Back to my masculinity.
It really does. It brings it full circle. But now I see that panel, and I absolutely... If I could get a tattoo of one comic book panel, it would be that panel of him saying, take it easy, son, while he's sucking the quote-unquote venom. Let's just call it venom.
No,
out.
I would isolate the next panel by itself for this episode as the last one. Just as I thought, Cobra Venom.
Just as I thought, Cobra Venom.
No.
Captain America's taste buds are so superhuman, they can identify 19 types of viper venoms.
So I ask you this question.
When we did Sensing Comics, why the hell was I not aware of this one point where we could have done an episode on taste bud, on the sense of taste?
Let's put it down. We'll do it. We'll do an entire episode on the sense of taste. That's fine. So here's my question for you, right? Who wrote the Executioner song, the Phalanx Covenant? The Age of Apocalypse, the first Cable miniseries, also wrote the Acclaim Comics Captain Marvel, the Spider-Man Final Adventures, also wrote Solar, Exo Man of War for Valiant, Ninjak, was involved in the Turok Solo series, which was highly acclaimed, by the way. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Troublemakers, the Magneto miniseries, Thunderbolts, all of these comics. Who wrote that? Does anybody remember?
That would be Fabian
Nicieza. Yeah, Fabian Nicieza. Do you know what else Fabian Nicieza wrote?
NFL Super
Pro. NFL fucking Super Pro. That's right.
Okay, I want to point out, I found a Super Pro comic where he is punching Mojo.
Oh, God, the Mojo?
Yes, Mojo of the himself verse.
Of the Mojo World Mojo. Yeah. The self-proclaimed Mojo World Mojo.
Yes, who is attempting to steal that phallic football trophy that they give
him. Yeah, is anyone else, like... Is anyone else sexually aroused?
I have soft wood.
Yeah, because for one thing, NFL Super Pro is gripping his ball. While
can we stop calling him NFL Super Pro?
Mojo's giving a handy to the trophy.
Can we please stop calling him NFL Super Pro? I have a real problem with this.
I wasn't aroused until I came actually made an NFL Super Pro custom figure.
Why aren't there more NFL Super Pro cosplay? That's what I want to know.
And that's going to be your cosplay for all kinds.
It should be. Everything I do, I should just leave the house dressed as NFL Super Pro.
I found a panel.
Yes.
Where somebody's about to fire a sniper rifle, and then all of a sudden the NFL logo is in their sights. Because apparently their sight actually corrects for distance. And that right in front of him is none other than the character whose name I won't repeat. And the would-be sniper is proclaiming, Super Pro?
Like he knows. Like he knows.
Is NFL Super Pro, because the NFL was already provided for him through the scope. I'm dropping the mic.
Listen, it's the express written consent of the NFL. By the way, there's a guy named Quick Kick, which why they didn't get, the only reason they didn't get sued is because Marvel already owns G.I. Joe's Quick Kick. Was his arch nemesis, who was a football player turned ninja killer, that was his arch nemesis. Appeared in Super Pro 2 in 1991, if that tells you anything about the time period at which this came out. Jim Shooter, cocaine.
Yes.
Fantastic.
This is also the period that brought us the Pope John Paul II comic book.
It is.
Oh, I have that in my collection, sir.
Speaking of sports, the Pope.
Have you ever done an episode on sorry, on,
wait, let me stop you right there.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, let me hold on, Jason. Jason,
yeah.
Whatever you say next,
yes,
you will be in that episode. So be very careful about the next thing that you say.
Have you ever done an episode based on fan art or fan fiction?
No, but we absolutely should.
We're going to be on that.
But you will be on that?
Deal.
That's an amazing topic.
Deal.
And so will Eddie Medina, because I don't know anybody who does fan art better than Eddie Medina.
by the way, Eddie, for your collection.
I want to segue into this Super Pro fanfic I just found.
No, you did not.
Is NFL Super Pro, please?
All right, it's just a photoshopped, like, he drew it in Photoshop, and it's a recent one.
I'm hard right now.
So Google Ryan Brown ending with an E.
Oh.
He did a Super Pro cover, and he's punching a goblin who's holding a dick-shaped Super Bowl trophy.
No.
And at the bottom, we have Michael Vick as this demonic villain. And then Peyton Manning as a concerned hero with Wolverine. And
oh, okay,
Cyclops.
That was the thing I was looking at. I didn't even realize that it was
Wait, how do you?
There it is.
Right, there it is.
Ryan
that was the
Brown.
One I was talking about. He's gripping his ball, and Mojo's giving a handy to the trophy.
Yeah.
I didn't make the connection.
Yeah, Ryan Brown with an E at the end.
Can we get Ryan Brown on the show? Can somebody contact Ryan Brown?
Get a hold of Ryan Brown.
Let's see what comes up.
Because my favorite thing, Jason, tell me.
You'll
wait.
What comes up?
Wait, Jason, tell me your favorite. Tell me your favorite thing about this.
I didn't realize, by the way, that the word justice was onomatopoetic.
It really is.
It's like a 60s Batman all of a sudden.
Wait, I want to know what Jason's favorite thing about this is, because I think I know what it is, but I want to hear it from his mouth. What's your favorite thing about this?
Okay, so I'm trying to date this right now.
Well, it's about the time the all-new Ford 150.
That's what I'm saying.
So Peyton Manning...
That's my favorite thing about it.
Peyton Manning, and I don't know much about sports, but what I do know is the Colts.
Neither do we.
Peyton Manning has been with the Colts from 98 to 2011.
You got us beat. You got us beat.
So I know it had to have been at that point. And I also know a lot about Photoshop. I know this was made in Photoshop. And I'm looking at the fonts, and I know this font. He's using an open source font that was provided by Google around.
I'm so hard for you right now. I just want you to know that. Like, this conversation,
this is getting wilder.
This is now. I'm rubbing things. Can you keep going?
Let's hope it's the microphone.
Talk slower. Talk
so
slower.
This font was made by Google, I believe, in 2009. So we're talking from 09 to 11.
I love
right?
that we're getting the forensics of this fan-made cover.
It's CSI Hankins.
He really is enhancing and rotating 45 degrees what we're doing right now.
So
this is
Michael
like that
Vick,
Blade Runner, you know? Fan left.
Every scene in Blade Runner is what's happening right now.
With Michael Vick, I know that he was not really a big deal lately. He was a bigger deal probably about 3 or 4 years ago. So I'm just trying to place this, but I mean, definitely we're talking about between 2009 to 2011. So it's interesting that someone was so into comics to devote so much time to make like this fan art cover. And he's clearly a fan of the Colts because he's got him all sad looking at the evil Michael Vick. and making
also
fun
of large Ford trucks, apparently.
Yeah, the F-250.
As a prominent central character.
Can I say this?
Had a motor vehicle in a Marvel comic as a prominent character since Razorback. I want to point that out.
Transformers, but okay.
Can I say this?
An actual superhero.
To Jason, who is he's a fan of the medium, even though he might deny it, he's a fan of the medium. To say something like it's amusing to me that somebody would make a comic book cover like this, to us, to Eddie, to Cole, and to myself, we kind of go, eh, because we see it so regularly. It's just a normal thing that happens in our world.
Speaking of fan things, I stumbled on the fan-made, very poorly, because they just posted an NFL logo.
First of all, Jason, thank you for the diagnosis.
I'm sorry to tell you this, but it is the fan-made
Cole, we're
poster.
Trying to get this guy on the show, Cole.
This is a different guy. That's, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
Your guy could have done this much better. Long in NFL Super Pro, the movie.
What?
20th Century Fox presents a Marvel Films presentation.
What?
Albert Payen film. Howie Long.
I'm looking at
Howie Long.
Burt Reynolds. NFL Super Pro, the movie. Christy Swanson, Terry Bradshaw, and Matt Frewer as Instant Replay.
I taste pennies right now. I taste pennies right now. That's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Burt Reynolds and Christy freaking Swanson.
Christy Swanson!
Well, I love Matt.
No. It's Instant Replay. Yoram Golub.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So off topic. I'm gonna stop. Wait. I'm gonna call a full halt right now.
Okay.
Off topic of whatever we're talking about. If you get the chance and you have Netflix, you need to watch Electric Boogaloo, which is the story of Canon Films with Golem Globus. It is one of the most fantastic documentaries I've ever seen in my life about movies. And this is, I'm sorry, this is a throw to Midnight Movie Cowboys, to Hunter and Stu. They did a show on this, and it was fantastic. But if you can watch the documentary, it's amazing to see how Golem Globus, Canon Films, did their work, made it happen. It's inspiring and weird and funny, and there's boobies all over the place, and also Chuck Norris. So that's all I need to do to sell this to you. So watch the documentary.
As documentaries go, and I will back Andrew Farmer on this, as documentaries go, I didn't think anything could beat out, as far as documentaries, The King of Kong.
Oh, The King of Kong was great.
It is great, but...
But it's no Electric Boogaloo.
Right, right. It has been taken down as the greatest documentary by Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo is a fantastic. So if you've got Netflix, watch Electric Boogaloo, because never before do you get to see Elvira trash talk some Jews.
What?
Yeah, Elvira trash talk some Jews. From Israel. That's all I'm going to say. If that doesn't pique your interest, I don't know what will, besides Kirby Crackle as the Jackson 5 in a Muhammad Ali Superman comic book cover. I'm the master of the callback joke.
Speaking of callbacks, going back to the Super Pro fan-made cover, yes. I love the fact that at the top he put the old school Enter to Win a Huffy 10-speed mountain bike signed by Super Pro.
So, okay. What, Cole?
I'm sorry. On the topic of football, though, I know that Eddie is a big fan of, like, here in the Dallas area, there used to be the Dallas Times Herald, the now long defunct newspaper. Used to have these little tie-ins with Marvel Comics and local Dallas stuff.
Yes.
They did, you know, like the X-Men went to the State Fair of Texas. I have a copy of that myself. I know that Eddie, I believe, has this, and probably the, was it Spider-Man and the Dallas Cowboys?
It was.
Cowboys.
It was Spider-Man and the Dallas Cowboys was one, and then to top it, it was Spider-Man and the Incredible Hulk meet the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders.
Those poor cheerleaders. They don't get paid enough.
They were like little promotional inserts in the newspaper. Eddie, you may be keen on this one because it's a little more recent, and apparently this was given away.
Uh-oh.
This has to have been a tie-in with the fact that Steve Jeppy, owner of Diamond Comic Distributors, at least years ago bought into a portion of the Baltimore Orioles.
Jesus.
He didn't own the Orioles, but he's like one of the owners, and probably still is, because he's, you know, that's his hometown. He's keen on Baltimore.
Well, he's a proud owner of two things. It's the Orioles, and it's the complete original art of the Harvey comics. So, you know, he's got those things.
The third thing is the accidental comic book trust.
Trust?
The monopoly, the accidental monopoly.
Yes, the Diamond Comics accidental monopoly.
Because
they
were investigated under antitrust laws because they accidentally became a monopoly.
And they were literally like, I don't know what happened. We just ended up in this place.
We didn't engineer this. But apparently at 10,000 copies of The Batman and Cal Ripken Jr. were given away.
Please tell me your line.
At a Baltimore versus Cleveland game featuring the Batman style. Batman pursuing the Mad Hatter who has kidnapped Cal Ripken Jr. and some young
fans. Looking at it. It is real.
Are you kidding me right now?
This is real.
I see that you have no trouble with me calling him Cal Ripken Jr., but if his name was NFL Super Pro, that would be a different story.
He has a name. His name is Robert Paulson. His name is Cal Ripken Jr.
Okay, I'm on eBay right now trying to get myself a copy of Batman Meets Cal Ripken.
You know what I'm on eBay right now looking for? The NFL Super Pro Bendems figure.
Oh, my God. First of all, let's address the fact that if anybody knows Cal Ripken Jr. the way that I know Cal Ripken Jr., he would have punched Batman, that kid, and any supporting character in the face long before this comic book was over.
Oh, yeah.
They would have gotten jacked up by Cal Ripken Jr., because Cal Ripken Jr. don't play no games. Let's just put that out there.
There are no copies available on eBay. I'm sad.
That is sad.
You know what else is not available on eBay right now? NFL Super Pro Bendem.
There is a lot of stuff on Comic. Hold on.
There are four action figures that I want in my collection. I have one of them, and that is the Quantum and Woody the Goat in action figure.
Hell yes.
Which I've bought for $3 at Dallas, or at the Lost Toys in Dallas. I also want from the Rocky, you know, the action figure line for Rocky, they had a Comic-Con exclusive of The Meat.
Yes, The Meat.
A plastic side of beef on a card.
My brother has that.
Oh, man. I want from the modern Mego-size action figure line for Happy Days, Fonzie Jumps the Shark. And now I want NFL Super Pro Bendem figure.
Well, you've got to have it. I mean, yeah, I have the Hulk fucks thing. I have the Hulk fucks an alien, so you've got to have.
You had the what?
What? The Hulk what? The Hulk makes sweet, sweet love to an alien figure.
Yeah. Did you know
wait,
about that?
What? No.
It was a Target exclusive.
Okay.
It's the Hulk and an alien, but the way it was, I think, no, that was at Retro Palooza. That was not at the G.I. Joe convention. I have a figure of the Hulk, and the way it's packaged, the way it's blister packed in with the alien, it just looks like
he's going to town.
He is just running a Hulk train, a gamma train, right into this figure's nethers. Just...
Why didn't we think that come up on WTF a couple of weeks ago?
Because we were too busy talking about other WTFs.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Just a straight up like Under Siege 2 with Steven Seagal, like he was just like Hulk was the cook and Ron and Ron Perlman was it was just like, boo grr.
It was like something that like a cutscene from Killer Joe or something.
Like when you look at it, the only thing you can hear in your head is ooh. That's the only noise that it makes.
All I'm hearing right now is Under Siege 2.
That's all you need to hear. That's right. All you need to hear. Unlike Under Siege 1, where the only thing you need to hear is the words Erica Aliniak. Yeah, laugh all you want.
I did not think we could top the first episode of Super Probo Sports.
Erica Aliniak jumping out of a cake. Tommy Lee Jones, Erica Aliniak, and Steven Seagal. Under Siege 1, Battleship, Boobies, Uzis. What?
Okay, and unrelated.
Guys, real quick.
Wait, yeah. Jason's going to bring it in. Okay, bring us home, Jason.
All right, two updates.
Okay. Two updates. He's been doing research.
Update number one. I'm out of Kettle One.
That's not good.
Oh, that's
sad. That's first of all.
We're coming up on it then.
Yeah, we are. I'm feeling good. All right.
Update number two, and this is incredibly sad, and I hope you're ready for some bad news.
Oh damn it! Yes, Erica Aliniak is dead. Not Kenny Loggins.
Wolfman Jack.
That's bullshit and a lie and also bullshit.
I knew he was supposed to be on there.
So it's not Kenny, it's not Jesus, it's Wolfman Jack.
It's Wolfman Jack, who was in cahoots with George Lucas and Peter Speedy.
Yes, indeed he was.
He was! Right. Shit. Yeah.
So guys, it was the veil. Like, you wanted Jesus, I wanted Loggins. It was the veil of commercialism, of capitalism. We're all victims.
We are.
9/11.
Hey, buddy.
Inside job.
Jet fuel. Yellow cake, uranium. It's bullshit. It's all bullshit.
But honestly, right now, discovering that Kenny Loggins was actually Wolfman Jack on that cover, I'm having my own personal 9/11.
Listen.
Hey,
listen.
Imagine how people feel. Think of poor Eddie who just found out that Jesus is...
Let's not take it there, sir.
Listen. Listen. All right? It all comes around. Kenny Loggins and Messina did House on Pooh Corner. Pooh got his hand stuck in a honey jar that was in a tree. A tree is all that we all hope to be, and all that Superman hoped to be was not defeated by Muhammad Ali, and Muhammad Ali was looked upon by Kenny goddamn Loggins that was sitting in the audience, that was not Wolfman Jack, that was Kenny Loggins. End of story. Circle of life. It moves us all. Mufasa, James Earl Jones, Star Wars comes out tomorrow from when we're recording this. The Force Awakens. You know what else awakens? Kenny Loggins, when he looks at Messina's ass, and then he does a whole album with Chromeo, and the Chromeo goes, wow.
Pele.
Pele.
What?
Fucking Pele. Goddamn Pele. I kicked your ball. Shut up, Pele. What?
Oh. Oh, man. You know how racist Wikipedia is? I'm looking.
Actually, I do know.
At the list.
Because that made Wikipedia made it, made.
They did not list the Jackson 5.
Oh.
It does. Because it's not the Jackson 5, it's Herbie Dodds.
Did they list him as I Want You Black?
All I can say is.
They do list it. Sorry.
Don't tell Melissa Harris Perry.
No, don't. God, I hope the Mary Sue doesn't get a hold of this episode.
in Hollywood, here. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, here he is. Kettle One is kicked in.
Hollywood.
The fight to save Earth from the Star Warriors, and the stars are out tonight.
Oh, God, he's here. He came tonight.
Well, sounds more like Katherine Hepburn.
A little bit like Jimmy Stewart, maybe, is joining us.
Jimmy Stewart is in the crowd.
Oh, God. The Star Wars is coming.
Superman in shiny armor.
All right, so if we're going to do plugs, we're wrapping this up. So if we're going to do plugs, everybody needs... Wait.
There was a Vertigo comic that's probably already come out by now. Weird Sports Tales.
Weird Sports Tales. It has come out. I know that.
Yeah, which was kind of a thing of the old weird war tales and stuff like that. That's about all I've got left for sport.
I got nothing.
I also want to point out that I actually stumbled on the perfect Christmas gift for Andrew.
Oh, Jesus. What's that?
It is a Luke's Return of the Jedi lightsaber flask.
That's nice. I will say this.
I'm on the lookout for that if you're...
I got to choose the theme. The theme for our internal work group, and I chose Star Wars for the next week, of course, because it's me. And
I you damn well better.
And I was Neem Nub. I'm just putting that out there. I nobody was going to do it, so I chose Neem Nub because I want to go. That's the noise I want to make.
Something good happens, you want to go.
I want to go.
Like some sort of hyperactive Muppet.
Can I do the entire rest of the show like this? That's my Neem Nub impression. It's pretty good. I've been working on it. It's not as good as my Bane Seinfeld, but it's good.
Of Nick Winters, if they ever bar wars, I hope they let these wars stay.
Oh, Bill Murray. And also on Netflix, if you haven't watched the Bill Murray Christmas, watch that shit, because it's fantastic. All right. Jason Adams, old Hollywood himself.
Yeah. Hollywood.
Do you have anything to plug, like a drone company that you would like to plug?
Absolutely not.
Can you not do that? Can you not do that? You aren't associated in any way with anything that's happening. Okay.
I can give you like a quick story of how I got red flagged 2 weeks ago with the federal government.
Can you do that for us, please?
So,
was it looking up NFL Super Pro
bendable figures?
I wish.
Please.
So I went to this like military software training.
Yeah.
And it's this weird volumetric analysis thing. So like you find like. Basically, you fill up the air from the earth up to the sky with volume, and then,
sure,
you know, you fly through it, and, like, let's say I find a picture that you took with your iPhone, and then some other asshole took a picture with an iPhone, and you both took a picture of something in the sky. I could use both of those pictures to do volumetric analysis to find exactly where that item was in the sky.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm at this software training, and they asked me to sign a paper. I signed it, and it said, do you contract with the United States government or whatever? And I said, no. really what they meant was, are you a company who is registered with the United States government? Didn't know that's what they meant. So, like, an hour into the training, I had to get pulled out of the meeting and had to do an interview.
Like, with the scary people?
No, like, the people who were conducting it, sort of, with that company. It was weird. But everything got cleared.
Well,
it would have been
gloves involved.
Yeah, it would have been simpler if my employee didn't
well,
also...
just sort of, yeah, casually. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, it's like,
it. Yeah.
You know, you gotta thing. Just breathe deep. You know?
Yeah.
What Jason does now, by the way, and I'm not going to divulge
apparently
any state
breathing
any state secrets, but the fact it should lend a lot of credence to what he does now that you asked that question, and he just said, yeah. Yeah, that's what I do.
That's the easy part.
That's the easy part.
If everything was physical, my life would be
better.
If people were just sucking fingers in his asses all day long, he would have it better than what he has now.
Okay.
Right.
You just described any given day of my life.
So, Jason, by the way...
Jason's just more like that scepter from Game of Thrones.
So, I've got to ask this question, and Cole, you'll appreciate this. Eddie, you will too, though you don't know you will yet. Or So, three shows ago, we were talking to a friend of mine who is a 3D printer. And by the way, there's a bar here in town where you and I both live. That is a 3D printing bar that you and I need to go to down the road from the bar that we already go to. So expect that call in the very near future. But he bought a drone, a small drone that has a Batman attached to the drone that has no, like, my problem with this Batman is it's a rigged, statuesque Batman that's just attached at the head to said drone that flies via your smart device.
It's rather if Batman was frozen solid.
Right.
And then flew.
And then
turned into, simultaneously and spontaneously, became Inspector Gadget.
Let's imagine it was Batman non-akimbo. Like Batman non-inflagrado. Like, just Batman just straight up just flying around. Just how would you approach, like, if you were to pitch that? I want to know how you would pitch that. Like, it's your drone, but Batman just hanging from the bottom, just rigged. Just stoically straight. Like, is there a way that you would be able to pitch that?
To who?
To whomever you would need to pitch it to.
Like,
to
the clients or the federal government?
Let's say the federal government for this argument.
I could pitch it right now.
Okay, wait, let's hear Cole's pitch, and then let's hear the professional pitch.
Okay,
the amateur pitch, then the professional pitch.
Okay, here is... the reasoning behind the Bat drone, the Batman drone, is that terrorists are a cowardly lot. Therefore, they fear the night.
Jesus. All right.
And therefore, if you go flying in with an army of these little guys, let me tell you, ISIS.
Nope. ISIS. We go straight to ISIS. We don't fuck around. We go straight to ISIS.
Because you will own the night.
There's nothing between Cole and ISIS but a Batman drone. That's
sure.
All.
I think the only thing more
fun. I think you need like three dozen.
Three dozen brings down ISIS. Three dozen gets Cole the election.
To take down ISIS, you need to send in a drones with the Jackson 5.
Oh, here we go. Racism at its finest. I love it. I miss you, Eddie. Come around here more often. All right, Jason. Pitch the Batman drone to the FAA.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
This
right.
is going to get you another interview, by the way.
That is.
I know.
Yeah.
Right.
You're going to get so many thumbs in your asses for this. It's going to be more than I could give you, which is only two.
I'm sorry. So many thumbs in his asses?
He has five.
Oh, wow.
God, we don't talk about this.
Piper's son.
We don't.
I was going to say, were you like cloned by Dr. Mephisto from South Park?
We don't talk about his asses. Come on. God, it's a thing.
that.
Yeah, it's like fucking. He got like kicked by a horse. We don't.
I'm glad you noticed that Andy didn't ask. How'd you like it if you had five asses?
No, because you know why I didn't ask?
Because he knows my.
Because I know how he likes it. God.
That's all I've ever talked.
All right,
about
shut up,
years.
Jason.
Yeah,
God. Pitch it.
All right, pitching the bat drone to the FAA. Really, all they're concerned about is safety.
Sure.
But also, it's illegal to fly them at night.
Well, that's a problem.
So, yeah, that'd be a tough pitch. Really, you're just working against them at that point. honestly, they don't.
Insomniac Batman.
They don't really know what they're doing. The best analogy I could think of, and again, my knowledge of comic books and sports,
but Batman,
are very limited.
But Batman.
But let's just say that the FA is the quarterback. Okay?
Oh, here we go.
And
oh,
Superman
God.
Is the wide receiver.
Oh, okay.
You have to. I'm going to try to pull this all together.
Yeah, bring it all in, Jason. Bring it all in.
So I already forget what I've established. So
do it,
far.
Jason Mantzoukas. I'm sending this to Jason Mantzoukas. By the way,
this is the best episode ever.
But let's just pretend that your bat drone is the ball. Okay.
Okay, it's the ball. Yeah.
And it's honestly what it boils down to is yardage.
Yardage. You got to move the chains, Jason.
You got to move it.
That's what Ron Jeremy said.
That's,
you know,
right.
It's yard by yard. You gotta push it forward. You gotta go yeah. from your opponent's end of the field to your end of the field.
Damn it.
That's basically, you know, the tenets of American like altruism. Like it's, you know,
it's the hero's journey. It's the it's the Joseph Campbell hero's journey, is what you're telling me right now.
Right, and basically you just some keys, you dot some I's. You know, then, hey, you got a bat drone, it's in the air, and you won the Super Bowl. That's pretty much what we're looking at this season.
You gotta avoid the flags, you gotta get beyond the blue line, you gotta get in the key, you gotta play hard in the paint.
Yeah, you gotta ice the knee.
You gotta ice the knee, you gotta come out strong, you gotta...
I think they may have found, Jason may have found the answer for your Cowboys.
Oh, sir.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Damn it. All right.
Right?
Can we wrap this up? Can we pull this in now? I think it's time. I think it's time. This is the best episode of Hey Kids Comics that has ever been recorded.
It was a lot more than the tip this time.
It was the shaft.
It's really just time to pull out and just let loose all over the tummy, and you know.
Just in my face. Just what?
The picture for this episode has to be the three-legged OJ.
Yes. Jason, the
subtitle has to be Control F Kenny Loggins.
Control F Kenny Loggins, and I will ask this
episode name ever.
Can I ask this right now? A year from now, when we revisit Super Sports Balls again, in or around or up in or in the general area of Christmas time, Jason, will you join us again for Super Sports Balls?
I will confusingly oblige.
Yes, you will, because you will not remember this
now
once
that
again.
We have completely emptied our Super Sports Balls, and they're completely deflated.
I emptied my balls in Super Sports Balls.
I think it's safe to say that we are sports balls in deep.
Where is Colleen right now? I just have to ask that question.
She's asleep.
Thank God. Thank the Lord above. That is a Christmas miracle in and of itself.
When I told her Andrew Farmer and balls and podcasts, she went back to the bedroom.
She was like, I'm going to bed. I can't do this.
Wait, you're trying to wrap this up, but I just thought of something really
okay,
good.
Okay, can you bring it back around? What do you got?
All right, so boxing.
Okay, boxing.
You gotta wear gloves, right?
You do.
All right, let's say that you're in the ring, and you have to wear the Infinity Gauntlets, right?
Oh, my God. Shit.
Instead of gloves, Infinity Gauntlets.
Oh, my God.
What if you could, like, have the Infinity Gauntlet on one hand and the right hand of Doom on the other?
From Hellboy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Describe to me, Cole, whoever, just describe to me how that fight would go.
Who's fighting? Blow. Wait, who's fighting?
Who's fighting?
All right.
It's like one side can have two Infinity Gauntlets, the other has, like, both hands of Doom, maybe? Or
well, does it matter? That's my question. You know, it could be Joe Schmo versus Superman, whoever, like, you know, this is...
Okay, well, let's give you, here's your fight. You got, okay, keep it fair. You each get an Infinity Gauntlet.
I got it. Topher Grace versus Elijah Wood.
Oh, God! That's it. So evenly matched. How can we even?
I think we wouldn't even need the gloves, because what more power could that offer? Oh, wow. Let's see here. By the way, this is issue 162, folks.
Oh, it is. It is. It doesn't matter. Really? This issue doesn't matter.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that's...
Oh. You know, it's just something that I just thought of out of the blue.
My brain literally just melted there.
So. Okay, so hold on. I got a. I think I might have an answer.
Here we go.
All right. So there are five stones to the Infinity Gauntlet.
Right.
We're talking about Topher Grace and Elijah Wood.
We're always talking about Topher Grace and Elijah Wood.
When haven't we talked about Topher Grace and Elijah Wood? So Topher Grace was in That 70s Show.
There's six gems in the gauntlet.
Wait. One, two, three, four, five. Right. Are there six? There's a thumb gem. There's a thumb gem that nobody sees.
Oh, there is a thumb gem.
There's a thumb gem.
That's the most exciting one is the thumb gem.
That's the federal government. Listen.
There's two gems in the... No, wait.
There's two gems in the pink.
I was going to go... Damn it! I was going to go that twice tonight, Farmer.
And the thumb gem in the stink. So if that's the case, if there's two gems in the pink and the thumb gem in the stink,
yeah.
Right? And if we're considering it, I think
it all rhymes like a Dr. Seuss book.
That if we're considering the rink that is this riddle of the Sphinx, that Elijah Wood would definitely be the winner because...
in a daytime fight, because you definitely... He would bring in extra power of Morning Wood.
I mean, here's my thought.
Would use what,
did you just say Morning Wood?
Yes, that's how where he gets his powers, in the AM.
Morning.
He's like the opposite of Nightman.
Oh my god!
It's Morning Wood. One of the seven.
Wait, are you saying that Elisha Wood is the day man? The fighter of the night man? did we just take this to an Always Sunny in Philadelphia place? That's the first... So what I'm saying is that his training under Peter Jackson would lead him to be able to take Topher Grace in the scissor ball lock that you would need to put the one in the stink
against him. I submit to you.
Oh, here we go.
Topher Grace.
Yes.
Would use the Infinity Gauntlet, the stone of time, right? Go back to the 70s and punch baby Elijah.
No, he would be too good.
Before the fight.
He would
punch Elijah Wood on the set of The Little Prince.
Wow.
Knocking his head clean off.
Wow. Stop. Did you just take this to Le Petit Pont?
You guys.
Le Petit Pont? Did you just take this to Le Petit Pont?
So, I guess ultimately my point is this. This fight already happened. And it was between just one being. And that one being split into two beings, Elijah Wood and Topher Grace, are the same person.
And I think...
It's just like Firestorm.
It was like Firestorm, and I think the ultimate answer to this is, the winner was all of us. I think that
The winner, the winner was America, guys.
The winner, was
tonight, my friends.
The American
soul. Or you could say that America died that day.
It was the day that the music died. Don McLean.
I was going to say a little piece of my dick just died.
Come on and take it. Take a little other piece of my dick now, baby. What?
Okay.
That was a Janis Joplin song. Can we just please wrap this up?
We are now.
Technically, we have to wrap it up because I've completely finished this entire bottle.
There's a bottle. All of us have finished our prospective alcohol.
Y'all listeners,
I want to point out I'm the only one who wasn't drinking, but I was just as bad as the rest of them.
You were.
So now it's serious voice time, kids. This has been Hey Kids Comics number 162. Control Alt Kenny Loggins.
Control F Alt Kenny Loggins.
Brought to you through the auspices of the Jedi Club Universe, JediClub.com. You can write to us at jcumail@yahoo.com. You can look for us on Twitter at the Jedi Cold U. Anywhere can we reach you? This has been the Micro Machines Band.
This has been the Micro Machines Band.
I can't right now.
You know where to reach, Eddie.
I'm staring with sad eyes at this empty bottle of wine.
I will remember you.
The last thing I want to do is anything right now, so I just...
All right.
I'm good.
And with that, we will bid you adieu until next week. Despite the fact that I'm the only one not inebriated, I have no earthly idea what the hell... Oh, actually, I do know.
Yeah, you do.
This issue is a very special issue that was brought to us by just this very evening in a brainstorm by Mrs. Jedi Cole. We are going to have the Hey Kids Comic stocking stuffer in which...
I stuck that stuff in with my dick.
What? We won't need a very big stocking then, will
no,
we?
You won't. No, you won't.
Whenever the word dick comes out of Andrew Farmer's mouth, people stop and take notice.
Oshkosh bagosh.
Yeah. Right?
You know,
it's not impressive.
It's not just the word dick. It's also...
It actually follows the, but
I'm like the Black Bolt of the word dick.
I was gonna say, I thought you were like the Dr. Manhattan.
I am. I can make a thousand tiny dicks. All right.
And one Andy.
Tiny blue dicks. That's my Fiona Apple cover album, by the way.
I completely lost faith in us. Tune in next week for a slightly less naughty...
No!
We're going to have a round table about what would you get various comic book characters.
What would you get a Wookiee if he already had a comb?
Yeah.
By the way, fucking Star Wars is coming out in like a day, guys.
It's already been out. Depending on
less than 24 hours.
When this hits, many of you will have already seen it. So don't yell spoilers at this pre-recorded show because it will offend us.
I can't unless what Jason actually projected comes to light. I can't imagine you would do that.
When this episode goes live, I will be probably still fast asleep recovering from my midnight viewing.
Right.
Eddie and myself both will be recovering from this.
Just not together in the same bed.
No, don't lie.
Not after episode three.
Don't lie. You're going to be... Eddie's going to be laying there like Leia got attacked by the space tiger, shirt
really?
All torn
really?
Up. Like fucking
really?
Like oh
space
oh.
tiger
like that whatever that thing was called you know what
it was
I'm talking
Amidala.
About oh shut up it doesn't have a real name it's a space tiger
it
don't
just, it was not a space tiger it was a Nexu.
It was a next two. You're going to climb on him like a next two. Don't lie like you're going to get all up in that shit like a Trade Federation deployment ship lowering itself down into the fucking...
Okay, now we're getting racist again.
Yeah, we are. Against robots.
I was going to say getting all up in that, like, Fed going headfirst into the Sarlacc pit, but you know, whatever.
He got out. You're not going to get out.
Maybe I don't want to get out.
All right, I'm ending this shit. This show is over. Thank you to Jason Adams for joining us tonight and talking about a lot of stuff and being way more cogent than he was last time. I appreciate that.
I don't remember that at all.
And you won't remember this either. Just go to sleep. Shh. Baby, hush, little baby. And thank you to the other Jedi, Eddie Medina, for joining us, co-host of the Rancor Pit, which you can find on the Jedi Cole universe, and also second hetero life mate to me, and his blushing bride, also hetero life mate to me. She's a woman, but it's still the same thing. And Cole, I'll see you tonight. All right. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it. Shut up. You don't. You know I hate it when you talk back, sweetie. I will. We will see you all next week when we talk about what Santa is going to bring us for Christmas, and also himself and Hawkeye, because that guy doesn't have enough like punching bag arrows. Is that what he has, or is that Green Arrow? I can't remember. Is that?
I think the newest arrow is the 5-pound bag of flour arrow.
Is that what that is?
That's
why you fire at the keg boss.
Oh, the keg boss! Oh, keg boss!
You know,
oh, there it is! Oh, it's the flour bug. It's the
keg bug.
It's new. It's cool. Don't worry. It's fine. Goddamn keg boss. I love this episode so much. I love it. Good night, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
But the cake, man. What can we talk about the cake, man?